Zachor Tzedach, to be Mechaber Sefer Vayikra with Parshas Bechukosai. Chibur of Sefer Vayikra. Chibur of Sefer Vayikra to Bechukosai. Bechukosai Teilechu, the Rechaim HaKadosh is Marech. And Bechukosai Teilechu, the Loshen Teilechu is in a few of his Pshatim, he's got 42 Pshatim on Bechukosai Teilechu. One of the 42 Pshatim in Bechukosai Teilechu is that Teleichu means to go mi'olam l'olam. In other words, it's a famous Arachayim HaKadosh that Adam Rishon lulei achet, he would have gone up mi'olam ad olam, like going mi'bayis l'aliyah. He would have gone up all the olams. He was created, put on Gan Eden atachton, but through his avodah, he would have gone mi'olam ad olam, up and down. All the olams would have been kilu like climbing a ladder going from one mi'bayis l'aliyah. That's what Arachayim HaKadosh says. And Mechlal, the Indian of Teleichu is going from this world to the next world. And the Chaim is Mazbe and Marech, the Kafi, how much a person is Misamitz and Torah, he doesn't feel the Tsar when it comes time for him to leave the world. He's so Misamik, he's so Misamitz and Torah that this world and the next world, it's all one thing. That's what the word Teleichu means. Im Chokoisei Teleichu, that a person is Choylech Mi'oilam Ad Oilam. If the person is Choylech Mi'oilam Ad Oilam, Lamala, so then all the items are the same. There's no tsar prayed that after from this world to another world. It's all anyways in reach me oilam adoilam. That's the kesher between with Sefer Vayikra and Bechukosai Teilechu, because Vayikra is Torah's kainim, is avoided the korbanos. And we always quote the Balaturim there that Sulam is Gematria Kevesh, that the Kevesh which went up to the Mizbeach was the Sulam of Yaakov Avinu, which is Mutzav Atzav, Rosh HaMagiyah Shemayim, Halach HaLakim Oilem HaYorid Deboidim. So this Inyan of the Sulam of Yaakov is Mamish Keilu in parallel to what Aracham HaKadosh is saying in Parshas Bechukosai. Yaakov Avinu is a Sulam Mutzav Atzav, Rosh HaMagiyah Shemayim. Yaakov Avinu, all the Oilemus were one entity. That's why Taka Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. He's not Margish, it's our Preda Meis. The Misa is a period when it's inspired, and the Shama goes up and the group stays down here. That's the Inyan of Misa. But somebody who's living down here, he's living up there, and up there is down here. He's Rosh HaMagiyah Shemayim and is Mutzav Arzo. So then there's no tsar, it's all one olam, it's all going mibayis la'aliyah. That's Yaakov Avinu. Now it's Adam Rishon, Yaakov came Shufrei the Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon says the Gemara Chagiga was his feet went down here and his head was in Shemayim. So all these inyanim is that there's never a preda. Yaakov was taken masakin cheta Adam, and the cheta Adam caused Misa. Because the Adam Rishon, before Hashem put him down, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Matosha Salai Kapecha, Hashem shrunk him, Kaviyochel. So before that, he was all the way up. So it wasn't Shaykh period, because he's also here and he's also there. So there's no period. So at the same time as he's down here, he's also up there. After the Chet, so then it became a period's Nigzal of Misa. And Misa is, there's a Sparadis. Misa is that you're Nifrat from this world and you go up to a different world. That was that musuk of a period, of a preda, of a period, that was only after the chet. Yaakov Avinu was Shufri the Yaakov, Kain Shufri Adodim. So made it, therefore Yaakov Avinu was Sulam Mitzvatz of Rosh HaMagiyah Shemayim. And it's late Tzach with Malach HaLakim Oilem Yerdim Boy. So made it, it's Yaakov Avinu, there's no period, because he's here and there at the same time. Here and there at the same time, that's the darga of Yaakov Avinu Lo Yemes. Yaakov Avinu is the one who brought his madrega into the Mishkan. Yaakov Avinu, he bought the Arazim, he built the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan is that Nakuda, the Kevesh, the ramp that went up to the Mizbeach, is the Sulam of Yaakov. So the whole Torah's Kainim, the whole Sefer Vayikra is the Sefer of bring up Korbanos, so going up the Kevesh, meaning bringing a person back to the Darga where he can be a Sulam Mutzavarza, Rosh HaMagiyah Shemayim at the same time, where a person can be in both Olamas at the same time. The Beis Hamikdash was a mokum that a person could be in both olamos at the same time, and that's why the Beis Hamikdash Misa at Kohen wasn't allowed to become Tomei Meis, because Misa is Hesparadus. Misa is where you can't be in both places. You have to leave here and go up there. That's Misa. See, so that wasn't allowed in the Beis Hamikdash, because the Beis Hamikdash is a whole group of the mokum where the Lamal and the Mata met together, where a person is Lamaisa at the same time in both places. That's what the sefer of the Torah's kainim of avoid on the Beis Hamikdash. The sefer is called Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra is somebody calls somebody. It's Kiru calling him. Vayikra al Moshe. Ben Shalom calls Moshe Rabbeinu. it means that you call somebody that you see his distance, he's not so far away, and that's why you're calling him. The whole tachlis of teres koinim is that we should be on the matzav that the Rebbeinu Shem can call us, because we're up there, we're here and we're up there, so remaining we can hear a kri, we can hear the Rebbeinu Shem call us. That's the tachlis. So maybe if that's the tachlis of all the korbanos and all the teres koinim, to bring the yid back to a matzav ways in both worlds at the same time, ways raglav mutzav arzav and v'roshem agia shemaimo. So maybe therefore the spitz of that parasha of the sefer of Ayikra is in v'chukosai teleichem. Through the Indian of Amal B'Torah, a person reaches that Nakuda. He reaches that Nakuda where the Olam Elyon, Olam HaTachton is all one. That's why Torah is, to learn Torah is called Shinun. Shinun, we always say, is Milashon Mishnah. Mishnah is double, because the person's learning down here and he's learning up there. In other words, everything that in Torah, everything is Mechuba, Lamal, Lamata. In Bechukosai, then Teleichu. Then a person can feel Lamata, Lamala, into the same bechina, and then Taka his yotza bichlal from the inyan of Mason. I think the Racham Kodesh brings down that at kedei kach a person can become like Eliyahu Hanavi, and Eliyahu Hanavi is the one who Taka brings back the tikkun of brings Klal Yisrael back to tikkuna. Bringing Klal Yisrael back to tikkuna means where we're in all the olamos at the same time, and Eliyahu Hanavi is chosen to do that because he was the one who was zoicha Taka to be that. He was the one who was zoicha to be in different olamos at the same time. Because he's Oilas Ora Shemayim, and he comes down, he goes up, and he comes down, and that's called Tikkun. So he's the one who's going to bring that Dagra, that Madrega back. And the Chaim Kodesh says that somebody who's Misamitz and Torah at Kedekach can reach that Madrega, and Torah becomes like Eliyahu Hanavi. The Torah that he's learning down here and the Torah that he's learning up there, it's all Mechuba together. So that's why Bechakoisai Teleichu is the Spitz and is the Tikkun to the whole Sefer Vayikra. To the side of Kabbalah. So it was a Shemaim Dekamatziv. Because that was the base of Midrash. Was a Shemaim Dekamatziv. The Shemaim Dekamatziv down here, that's the Shleimus HaAdam. Shleimus HaMelech built the base of Midrash. That's the Shleimus. Shleimus Midrash and Shalim. That's the Shleimus. The Shleimus is to be in all the elements at the same time. That's the Eker Shleimus. And then there's no Tsar in the world, and there's no Bechi in the world, and then there's no Misa in the world. That's the Pirud is always the Bechi. Pirud is always the Sod of every Bechi. The first Bechi was made by the Pirud of the Mayim Elyon and the Mayim HaTachtonim, and the Mayim HaTachtonim cried that Anom Beinan Lahavikam Lemelka. So that was the first Bechi. That was the first Bechi that there was in the Bais HaMikdash. In the Bria, I mean, sorry. So every Bechi is caused by a Pirud. Misa is the Pirud, the Spitz Pirud. So therefore, with the Beis HaMikdash together, Shabbat Zoycha Mitz Hashem, Tzimcha Basasoin, Shabbat Zoycha Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, Amen, Amen, Amen.